Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Heidi Hansen, and Heidi and I are going to talk about making no-knead bread, and that's no-knead as in you don't have to knead it, which I think is a revolution in bread making, and I got turned on to it by a mutual friend of ours who you had shared the recipe with. And I just want to talk about bread making in general, bread making before you learned about the no-knead method. Heidi, did you used to make bread before you learned about this recipe?
Yeah, I have always baked a lot, and bread also. I'm from Denmark, and bread is a pretty big thing over there, so There's a bakery on every corner. Despite the bakeries, everybody still makes their own as well, and it's usually a more cumbersome process than this no-knead bread. So I was completely amazed when I tasted it the first time, and that it was so easy to make was even better.
Yeah, I think so. I have to say, I have never been so impressed by a recipe before about how easy it is to make and that the result really does look like a beautiful artisan loaf.
Right.
What are the ingredients to the no-knead bread as you make it?
It's very simple. The first loaf I baked was just white flour, water, salt, and yeast, basically. Uh-huh. And then I expanded on it by adding different seeds, and I even tried cranberries and nuts and shredded carrots, all kinds of things, but I have my favorite that I keep going back to, and that's a selection of different seeds in white flour.
I even had somebody tell me that they made bacon bread. When I heard that, I had to try it, and it's basically adding bacon, you know, some cooked bacon before the very last raise.
Wow.
So we mix these things together. That's kind of the interesting thing, is you get a mixing bowl, you throw those items into the bowl, as you say. It's a pretty easy process.
Yeah.
And you don't need it. You just stir these things together.
Yeah, you barely touch the ingredients at all, and that's what makes it so easy. The way I used to make bread, it was you had to knead it for 10 minutes and let it sit and then knead it again and before the last rise. And this, you barely touch it. Like I said, I mix it in a mixer and let it sit there till the next day. And then I dump it out on the table, another rise, and it's ready to go.
Yep. And I think the second rise is about 2 hours.
Yes.
Usually what I wait.
Yes.
You know, this recipe first came about in 2006. It came out through a New York Times article, and it was historically, the most emailed article that the New York Times has ever had, that people have passed this around more than any other New York Times article. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
So the article came about from Jim Leahy, who is a baker, owns a bakery called the Sullivan Street Bakery, and he developed this recipe. You stir these ingredients together, and basically it's time rather than the kneading that does the same action. And so from 18 to 24 hours after you've stirred these ingredients together, they're ready for that second rising.
Right.
And so then you take the bowl, you dump it out onto cloth, like a kitchen towel, fold the edges over it so it's kind of covered there on your countertop, and there it hangs out for 2 hours.
Right. I have made a few adjustments to that because I found it difficult to get the batter off the towel. Uh-huh. So I just put flour straight on my countertop, dump it out, and more flour, and then the towel on top of that.
I think that's a good adjustment because I have had the dough stick to the the towel, and that could be a little awkward when you're dumping it into the oven. So then those are pretty much the basic steps.
Yep.
But I think the other interesting thing is that you actually use a Dutch oven to cook it in.
Right. Yeah, I use one of those Le Creuset pots. The only problem I found with that, they come with a little black knob, and eventually that disintegrated because it can't withstand the heat that the bread needs to be baked at. So I replaced it with a stainless steel knob and haven't had any problems since.
And I use an old-fashioned 5-quart Dutch oven.
You do?
Yeah, and I do a cast iron Dutch oven. And
it does not stick to the sides?
Or? It does not stick to the sides.
Great.
And then I think one of the interesting things is you take this basically a super wet dough. I would say it's pretty darn wet.
Yep.
If you compared it to other bread doughs, you would say this was too wet of a dough.
Right.
What you do is you take the Dutch oven and you put that in your oven before you're going to bake it, and you get your oven to temperature. Now, for a gas oven, I've told people 500 degrees.
Yeah.
That sounds right?
Yep, I do.
Okay.
500.
So you get your oven with the Dutch oven in it up to 500 degrees. So basically you're creating like a little miniature oven in your oven.
Yeah.
A super hot oven, which I think is really difficult to duplicate the conditions like of a commercial bakery, but I think that exactly. comes as close as you can get.
Yeah. I mean, that has always been my frustration in the past with bread making, that it never tasted like this stuff you could buy. There was never that delicious crust that lasted at least that day on it. So I was told that it was the oven that uh-huh. they would have at a commercial bakery compared to your personal oven. And in the past, I've tried spritzing water inside the oven and having a little bowl of water to create that crust, but it was never successful.
Those commercial ovens are actually steam injected. They're just made to inject steam into there so that it gets that nice crusty crust.
Okay.
Now, I think what you accomplish by doing this no-knead bread method is by having such a wet dough, when it goes in there, it creates its own steam oven.
Ah, yeah.
So you're dumping it in there. I mean, it's interesting because I've heard people describe this recipe as being so simple that a four-year-old could make it, but I wouldn't want my four-year-old anywhere near a 500-degree Dutch oven. So maybe they could do the other stuff.
All right.
But when it comes to putting it in the Dutch oven that you've now heated to 500 degrees, you want to take a pot holder,
right.
take the lid off your Dutch oven, dump the dough into your Dutch oven, and then put that lid right back on, stick it back in the oven, and cook it for 30 minutes.
And sometimes the dough varies, for me at least. Sometimes it's more liquid than others. Sometimes I literally pour it in there. Uh-huh. And no matter what, it always comes out good. So there's some give there that you wouldn't have with a normal dough that would need to be kneaded.
Uh-huh. You know, another thing I've noticed is it's kind of funny when you dump it in and it's kind of like off to the side and you're like, you want to fix it.
Right.
But it is 500 degrees, so you really want to reach into that Dutch oven and fix it. But it seems to straighten itself
right.
out in cooking and makes this beautiful domed artisan loaf.
Right. Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I saw it the first time at my friend's house. She's also Danish and a baker, and she claimed she baked it herself. I just didn't believe her. I said, okay, let me see the recipe. So, and I was just amazed at what you could do with, and it, that it was so easy as well.
I had the same experience. I had made a loaf and had it sitting on the counter, and I told my brother-in-law that I made the bread, and he said, sure you did. I'm like, yes, I did, really. And I don't think I was ever really able to convince him. So we, you know, get it that next 30 minutes in the oven with the lid on, and then generally what I do then is take the lid off and bake it for an additional 5 minutes.
That's what I do. I saw in the article that they bake it for about 15 minutes afterwards, but I found it got to be too dark. What I have tried in the past too is sprinkle some wheat germ in there. I thought in the beginning that it might stick to the bottom of the Dutch oven, but it didn't. Instead, there's oils in the wheat germ that made it burn, so the outside just got really black.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, that the 15 minutes was way too long. I don't know what was going on in their oven that wasn't going on in every oven I've used since.
Right.
But 5 minutes seems plenty to brown the top.
Yep.
One of the things that I thought was interesting in reading some articles about bread is that Americans actually like their bread lighter in color than Europeans.
Oh, is that right?
Do you have any comment on that?
No, I don't. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Personally, I like it lighter.
Uh-huh.
I want it to be crusty, but I do like it light.
Uh-huh.
So.
And have you shared this recipe with a lot of people?
Yes, I share it with everyone because I think it's fantastic. I can't believe how easy it is. Like I said, I've always baked, but this is a complete revelation.
And it's simple and it doesn't take very much time because you have children.
Right.
So you don't really have a lot of time to spend baking something that takes a lot of time. And I've heard that the kids all, when Heidi's cooking bread, all the kids know it, and they're going over Heidi's house.
Seems to have been that way, at least, yeah.
Well, this sounds like a very simple thing for people to do. If people are interested in trying this no-knead bread recipe, which I think if they try it, they will continue to make it. The recipe is at myfoodforthought.wordpress.com.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.